Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer for you, we invite your call now. 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. So welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. As we move ever closer to the end of this year, I think it's a wonderful time to stop and reflect on all the blessings of this past year. And certainly David did that in the Psalms, and one of the most familiar and I think most encouraging is Psalm 103, and it says this: "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion." I love that line.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, or God, the one true God, redeems our lives and crowns us with love and compassion. He's the one who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We've had so many wonderful blessings here at Basic Gospel in 2015. It has been a banner year for us as far as ministry is concerned. And I want to personally say thank you to all of our Basic Gospel partners, those of you who have chosen to stand with us in proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, those who have prayed for Basic Gospel, those who have contributed financially to Basic Gospel, those who have empowered the proclamation of Christ to a hurting and waiting world. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Year in and year out, I say this, God has raised up some of the most wonderful people across this country, across North America, and around the world.
Yes.
To make up the Basic Gospel team. It's our ministry together, getting the word out so that others can be connected to the love of Jesus Christ. So as I think back on all of the benefits of this past year, the Basic Gospel partners are some of the most precious as far as we're concerned here at Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, and we welcome you aboard for this edition. Plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. That, of course, is good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. If you've got a question, something you'd like to talk about, a particular topic, why, give us a call. We'd like to talk about it with you.
Bye. Yes, we would. Well, let's go down and talk with our friend Clay in Hutto, Texas. Hi, Clay.
How y'all doing today?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Hey, yesterday, somebody asked a question about Ephesians 6, and I don't know how many times I've heard people preach and teach, you know, to wake up every morning and put on the full armor of God, and it almost like takes it into a works thing, you know. To begin with, it describes the battle as not being a natural battle. And like you said yesterday, it's the armor is Jesus Christ, okay? And what's available to us through faith in him and his finished works. And I just wanted to know if you could elaborate, because really they're all like defensive weapons except for the sword of the Spirit. And it's not a fleshly battle, and it's not something that we need to put on every day. What we need to do is get a revelation of who we've become, because what he's done through his finished work. I'll let you take it from here.
Well, thanks, Clay. I think this is one of the most powerful passages in Scripture as far as our practical application or practical living out of the gospel is concerned. And it's really putting all the pieces of the gospel message together for us in this metaphor of the armor. And it's all that Christ has done. And that's where we're to stand, in Christ. We're to stand in grace. We're to stand in truth. We're to stand or take our stand on this gospel message. That's where we're to plant our feet. That's the only solid footing in this world that we live in. And so if we're going to have solid footing, we have to stand on what Christ has accomplished. And so I agree with you when it talks about putting on the full armor of God. I think Paul is saying simply walk by faith in what Christ has accomplished for you. I think that's what he's telling us to do, to walk by faith. I mean, he has used this take off and put on analogy throughout the book of Ephesians. Chapter 4, he talks about that. Chapter 5, he talks a little bit about that. And here he brings it to, I think, its final conclusion, that what we're really putting on, what we're really trusting, what we're really walking by faith in is Jesus and his finished work for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And that constitutes the full armor of God. We start with the belt of truth buckled around our waist. What is the belt of truth? Well, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is truth. His word is truth. That's what holds everything together, isn't it? Apart from the truth of Jesus Christ, we have nothing. We're just going to live in chaos and confusion and disorder and all those sort of things. But the word of truth, the belt of truth, binds everything together, holds everything in its proper place. The breastplate of righteousness. Whose righteousness do we stand in? We certainly don't stand in our own. Paul says that in Philippians, you know, I don't want to be found in a righteousness of my own, but one that comes by faith in Jesus Christ. Not something through law, but something as a gift given to us by faith. So we're standing in the righteousness of Christ. We have feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. We're equipped to be ministers of reconciliation, ministers of this new covenant. We're equipped to give an answer for the hope that is within us. In addition to this, we take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Boy, that evil one is throwing all kinds of stuff our way. Most of it takes the form of accusations. So he is constantly accusing us, isn't he? And so as we hold on to this shield of faith, what are we standing in? We are standing in truth, that there is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, that Amen. Our sins have been forgiven once and for all, that we stand in the righteousness of God. That's the shield of faith that extinguishes all those flaming arrows of the evil one. And then we take the helmet of salvation. We're saved, and that protects, that guards our minds, this thinker of ours that is vulnerable to the things of this world and the lies of this world. But the helmet of salvation protects it. And then, as you said, the only offensive weapon here is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. As we stand on the Word of God, we're able to speak truth out there in this world. And that's what this armor is all about. It's all about Jesus and his finished work, Richard.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me that if you know anything about history at all, you know that Paul is describing a Roman soldier. And if there was anything that Roman soldiers knew, is that no one moves on their own, right? You didn't throw on your armor and your helmet and go charging out into the battle because you'd been cut to ribbons. They moved as one as they got commands from further up. And that's exactly what Paul is talking about here. In Christ, we're not to go charging out there just because we think we've got this new armor. We wait. We wait for the Spirit to prompt us. We move when he says move. We stop when he says stop. And this whole thing is done by faith, through grace, right? By grace, through faith. And that's where the victory comes. It doesn't come because I, Richard, think I have the armor, so therefore I'm going to go charging out into the world and take them all for Jesus. It just doesn't happen that way.
No, it doesn't. And I think the verse that really puts this all together for us is verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Mm-hmm. And after you have done everything, to stand. This is a verse of hope. And this armor of God, what Christ Jesus has accomplished for us, gives us hope in this world in which we live. Mm-hmm. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's this living hope that we've been born into through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's in this hope that we are able to find solid footing in a broken world. And in this hope, we're able to stand. And that is just an amazing passage of Scripture, filled with something that we all want and long for. How can I stand in this world when it keeps trying to knock me down? We stand not on our own, but in the armor of God, in Jesus and what he's accomplished for us. Well, Clay, thanks for your call. Hope that helps.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Clay.
Yeah, that's the truth, the way you taught it, and I appreciate that. And it doesn't matter whether I feel like I have that armor on or not. It's on, and I stand in faith that it's on. And that takes away that feeling.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does.
Thank you, man.
Well, thank you, Clay. God bless you as well.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah. 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines right now. 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Brooklyn, New York, and talk with Martin, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Martin.
Well, hello there, brother.
How are you, Martin?
Yes, God is good.
Yes, he is.
And greatly to be praised.
He is good all the time.
That's right.
Yes, praise the Lord. Well, I'd like to let you know that I was thinking about this verse here, John 14:6. Where it says, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. Explain it, please.
Well, Jesus makes this claim, this scandalous, outrageous claim about himself, that he is the way, that he is the truth, that he is the life. He's not saying he is a way. He's not saying he's a truth. He's not saying he's a life. He is claiming exclusivity here. He is saying that he's it, that if you're looking for a way, he's the way. If you're looking for truth, there's no other place to go than the person of Jesus Christ. If you're looking for life, he is the life. There is no life apart from Jesus. And so he says that to say that no one comes to the Father except through Christ. He is the only way to God the Father. He's the only way to have a relationship with God the Father. There's no other way. He is the truth about God the Father, and he is the very life of God the Father that is given to us when we believe on him. So everything that we can know about God the Father has been made known to us through Jesus Christ the Son. So Amen. That is so important for us to understand. There's lots of people that claim some knowledge of God, but they have all kinds of crazy views and ideas and thoughts about Jesus Christ the Son. Well, if they don't say the same thing that God the Father says about Jesus Christ the Son, they're not the same God. You know, you can't have God of the Bible saying that Jesus is God in human flesh, and then, you know, some other book that says, hey, we worship God, and they're saying Jesus is just a prophet or Jesus is just that. They're not going to contradict. If it's the same God, they're going to say the same exact thing about Jesus. But they don't say the same thing about Jesus, do they? Mm-mm. So we need to know, you know, who the one true God is. Jesus Christ the Son is the one who makes the one true God known to us, and he's the one that opens the way for us to have a relationship with the one true God and experience the very life of God in the person of Christ. Have you come to know that life? I'm assuming that you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You've confessed with your mouth that he is Lord and have believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead?
Yeah, that is correct.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, Martin, hope that helps. Thanks for your call.
Yes, indeed. 844-322-2742. Time on the clock. Go ahead and fill up those lines right now, friends. 844-322-2742. Just a couple of days left in the month and in the year. And Bob and Richard, of course, we have been making known the need for the financial support of our listeners. We need a pretty substantial amount of money to come in by or before the midnight the 31st. Donations have been trickling in. We need a flood right now. I think
we do need a flood, and everybody's waiting until the until the end, until December 31st.
Please don't wait.
Yeah, come on, folks. You know, let's make a gift today. Call today. Go online today. But it's okay if you wait until December 31st. Mm-hmm. If you want to get a gift in that has tax benefits for 2015, you need to have those gifts postmarked by December 31st, 12 midnight, December 31st. And drop those in the mail. Our address is 751 Hebron Parkway, H-E-B-R-O-N, Hebron Parkway, Suite 310. Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. So Basic Gospel, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Drop a contribution in the mail today, or you can wait until December 31st, but don't wait until after midnight, because then it'll be a 2016 gift. That's okay, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll take them all. We'll take all of those. But your help is so vitally important. We, you know, the month of December is a huge month as far as contributions are concerned. It's what buttons up the current year for us. Yes. And then gives us some cash to operate on for several months into the new year.
Right.
So this isn't just, a casual thing for us.
No.
This is critical. This is urgent. We need to hear from you today, tomorrow, or the next day. And we need probably about 1,000 of you to do something. Mm-hmm. Whether it's $30, $500, or $1,000 or more, we need you to do something so that we can finish up this year strong. And that's our prayer, to finish this year strong so that we can start the new year ready to go, ready to connect people to the love of Christ. We've all said we believe 2016 is going to be a banner year for this ministry. We are poised, positioned to take advantage of a lot of opportunities, but to do so, we need your help. Give today, give generously, and call today. Don't wait. You know, we're on edge. No, I'm just kidding. No, we would love to hear from you as soon as possible to let us know that you're going to stand with us here at the end of 2015.
Absolutely. Billy would have a big smile on her face if you called right now. That number is 844-412-2742. That would get you right into the front office at Basic Gospel. Again, 844-412-2742. In addition, there's a donate link on every page at basicgospel.net. But more specifically, if you'd like to get a copy as our compliments of our Bible reading plan called Meet the Author, click that link on the front page at basicgospel.net. Any of those is a great way, and we would love very, very much to hear from you today or before the end of the year, the end of the month, end of the week, whatever.
Yes,
right, indeed. But, you know, we have a wonderful friend in Long Island, New York, named Teresa, and she had a nice comment concerning your CD, Bob, called Drive the Stake. Of course, it's one that you produced a number of months ago to help those who are having a struggle with the assurance of their salvation or who would like to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with someone else. It's called Drive the Stake, and it's available through Basic Gospel. And she thought it was just fantastic, which I think a lot of us do as well. But she had a short question. She said, would you please explain the difference between, quote, sinner, and the sinful nature? So the two terms, sinner and sinful nature, what's the difference between those two, if there is one?
Well, sinner is our identity apart from Christ. We sin because we're sinners. So when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it changed their DNA, spiritual DNA, so to speak. So no longer were they in the image of God. That image had now been darkened. And they had separated themselves from the life of Christ. Sin had done that. And they started to live within the realm of sin and death. And so they pass that on to each and every one of us. So we're born into this world as sinners. That's our nature. And we sin because we're sinners.
Yes.
So in that respect, sinner and sin nature are kind of hand in glove. But all that changes when we come to Christ. We have a new identity. We're no longer sinners. We are saints, children of God. And that also comes with a new heart. God has done something inside of us. So this heart that was a heart of unbelief, and that's what resides in the sinner, a heart that beats unbelief. Now that we're in Christ, we have a heart that beats belief.
Yes.
That's what the heart beats. That's what motivates this new heart, is belief in Christ. So we want to trust the Lord. That's what's new about us. So that's what it means to be a child of God. That's what it means to be a new creation. That's what it means to be a saint by calling. So we're no longer sinners. We were sinners. We were saved by grace, and now we're saints. So we still have flesh, so we don't have a sinful nature. That's long gone. The old man was crucified, dead and buried, and we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. But we're doing so in a body that is going to a grave, and so it still has sin living in it and within its members. And so that flesh can still want its own way. But that's not who we are. Our real identity is a child of God, saint by calling, no longer sinner.
Yeah.
You have anything to add to that?
No, I thought that was just great.
Seriously. Well, just know that.
Good stuff.
Teresa, I hope you're listening, and I hope that's been a help to you. Again, just a little bit of time left, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742.
Well, we're going to go to our friend Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. And Brad, welcome to Basic Gospel today. You and I had a great conversation, and you had responded to our year-end appeal yesterday and made another gift on top of what you normally do. And we certainly appreciate that, Brad. And I know you're calling today to encourage people to do the same, to do likewise.
So many people have a halt sometimes when it comes to giving, but I just want to encourage people. There's not a household in this nation where a man or doesn't keep a change jug or a change bottle. Some of them get quite full. I know my wife collects all the pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters that come out in the wash, and she has a big bag of, usually has a big bag of coins sometime along the year. And I just like, I'm reminded about It's a Wonderful Life, where George Bailey was in trouble and everybody went around town emptying the jukebox and all the account jars. And this is really a time to do those kinds of things. Let's don't think in terms of big, big dollars. Let's think of the change we got laying around. Everybody collect that, and let's get it sent in, because there's no more worthy ministry in this country. I'm an old fart. I've been listening a long time to Christian radio, and I guarantee every single person listening, there's no other ministry that holds true to the Word of God and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ day in and day out. And just everybody, do what you got to do. Empty the cookie jars, empty your mason jars, and let's get all the small change together that we have in this listening audience and put these guys over the top.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for that encouragement. And when you give, you're giving to empower the proclamation of Christ in a world that is hurting and waiting for good news. That's what we're asking you to invest in, the proclamation of Christ. We need good news today like we've never needed it before. When the angel came came and announced to the shepherds, I bring you good news of glad tidings that today in Bethlehem a Savior has been born, Christ the Lord. The world needs Christ today. Help us deliver Christ through radio, internet, resources, conferences, all of those things that people are using today to find answers to their questions. Help us reach them. Yeah.
Click donate on any page or call and speak with Billy, our operator, at 844-412-2742. We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.